I do have the privilege of putting the green stripe, and I'm really looking forward to, in a couple weeks, identifying myself as Liam B. Greenwood. And seeing your hands do that, oh my goodness. I have been a pastor in the Reformed Church in America for well over 25 years, and about 18 years ago, as a pastor, you're always trying to shape a meaningful community. Let's grow in grace and understanding and grow in love. That's what we as pastors strive for. And so when a gay couple came to my church and asked if I'd do a union ceremony, I said, okay, yes. They had been together for 14 years and they wanted to take another step in commitment. We had a beautiful ceremony, and that was on the weekend, and on Monday, all hell broke loose. If you want to define hell as anti-loving spirit, then all hell broke loose. I was brought up on charges of heresy. It was formal discipline. I was reprimanded. It was just within inches that I wasn't immediately terminated and removed as a pastor within the Reformed Church in America. Fast forward another 15 years, and I had the audacity to have us have a book study in a church that I was pastoring, a book study called on the book If God Is Love, and it contemplates the divine's love for all people. If God loves all people, how do we care for the poor? God loves all people, how do we deal with racial differences? If God loves all people, what about people of different religions? If God loves all people, what about people of different gender identifications or orientations? And this time, I didn't survive. Somebody reported me to supervisors, and I was given a letter saying I needed to transfer out of the RCA within 6 months or lose my pension and retirement and be, so I was removed from the RCA because I wanted to contemplate God's love for all people. And here I am with you. Now, within the Reformed Church in America, there are also other brave souls that are nurturing an organization called Room for All. And it's their goal to make sure that the Reformed Church grows in its ability to make room for all people. And so I share this poem with you from Scott Stable from the book Just Love. And it starts with, "There's room for you." There is room for you in this world, for your creativity, your opinions, your desires, for your sadness, your laughter, your fears. There is room for everything you have to offer. Yes, every single thing. You can't be too big, too brave, too outrageous. You can't give or express too much, feel or release too much. There is room for you. An open invitation to be the full realization of yourself. Anything and everything you want to be, you can. It is always up to you.